Hello, everyone. My name is Steli Efti.
And this is Heaton Cha.
And in today's episode of The Startup Chat, we're going to talk about what we've learned about podcasting, which in Heaton's case...
We haven't learned anything. I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
And in my case, I've learned maybe two things.
Okay.
So
let's be a quick one.
That might be a much shorter one than usual. So here's why I want to talk about it. Number one, I get this question increasingly when I meet with other founders that have been listening to the Startup Chat podcast, is that they go, hey, Steli, I love the podcast. I'm curious, what have you learned about podcasting and is it working? And is it successful and how much shit does it drive for other businesses and how big is your audience and how can I do a podcast if I wanted it and should we do a podcast? So I get podcasting questions and I typically tell people two things that I've learned and I also feel like I've not learned enough, not as little as you think you've
Nothing.
Not learned. So I just want to explore this for a second. So here's the two things that I typically tell people that I've learned is since we started the Startup Chat. We're over 60 episodes or something. So the first thing that I've learned, at least important but still interesting to me, it was surprising to me how little analytics how stone age the podcasting world is still at in terms of what kind of numbers and analytics you get, at least from iTunes, right? So you post your episodes on iTunes and iTunes will tell you how many downloads an episode got. A download is kind of, you know, equivalent to an impression on a page, but it doesn't...
Well, how many do we get?
We get like 3,000.
Okay, because honestly, I don't look at this number and I'm an analytics dude.
Yeah. I don't look at this number regularly, but
no, I know, but I don't
you don't look at it at all.
Like,
at all.
100? Is it 300? Yeah. Is it 10,000?
So I think that, you know, the more popular episodes get like maybe 5,000-6,000, but the average is around the 3,000 mark. But you don't know how many individuals that like you can approximate how many people that is, but you don't really know because it's just impressions. It's not uniques.
And we don't know conversions to plays. Do we know plays anymore?
No, you don't know plays. You don't have any engagement number in terms of did they listen to the whole, how many minutes did they listen to? You don't know anything about what the fuck they did. You just, if you had a website and that website was your podcast, you only get your impressions.
Hits.
That's
it. That's
all. All you got is hits.
So this is personal for me because in 2005, we tried to do a podcast advertising network.
Oh shit, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I went deep into podcasts and understood it back then.
Holy fuck.
This is why I've always had like a slight aversion to it since then because it wasn't working and we were just very stupid. Like Michael Arrington mentioned our CPMs are higher than radio.
Okay.
And we didn't even know that.
Oh
like,
shit.
Like we didn't like, we were young and dumb. 2005, yeah. 10, 11 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyways, so it's nice to know it's as stone age as I thought it was. I haven't really looked at it too much. I logged in once and that was when we were like at hundreds of listeners, right? A long time ago. I'll tell you why I think I didn't learn anything. And then you have a second thing.
I have a second thing, yeah.
Let me
you chime in.
I haven't learned anything because the approach I take on stuff like this is I just want to feel it. I want to understand it. So I'm not saying I haven't really learned anything, but I don't think I've learned anything meaningful beyond I want to keep doing it. And I think that's really important from a product market fit standpoint if you're looking at it like that for something like this. I have to want to do it because it's something new. It's something that when we started it, we did it for fun. And I don't think we have intentions of turning it into a business, right? Maybe something will happen, but like our goals are just to have fun and chat,
yeah,
right? And
yeah.
Do it about an hour a week and make it easy. And it's been easy and it's been great. And I really enjoy it personally, but I haven't learned anything besides that. Like, yes, I do feel like there's been value for us because of it, but I can't say I've learned anything about podcasting except that I get to talk into Mike with Steli.
Yes.
And I didn't. Learned how to find your apartment office. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's what comes to my head. And I don't know why, but I can't get beyond that.
All right, that's fair.
What's your second thing? Is that better than the first thing?
Oh, yes. Because the first thing is not
there's no fucking stats. So you can't figure out if it's better. So guess what? You probably need to figure out how to get more qualitative feedback.
Yes.
Which I don't think we've been doing a great job.
No.
Right? So, that would be my solution.
So, yeah. So what you do is, of course, you can ask for ratings and reviews. You can ask for people to email you and give you feedback.
We've done all that, and I'm sure that's led to some listeners. So
we
have learned that when we tell people to review, if they like these episodes, they do review it.
Yes.
But we've offered an incentive, right? We said we'll get on a call with you or help you out, or we used to.
Yeah.
And I think we still do.
We still do.
We just aren't promoting it.
Yeah.
So for anybody listening, if you rate an episode, right? Hopefully highly.
Yeah.
But even if you don't rate it highly, that's okay. Tell us, right? or if you rate the podcast, I guess, you can email us and one of us is going to help you.
Yes.
We're going to get on the phone and we're going to help you. It might be 5 minutes, might be 15. It's up to 15.
Yes.
I've done it in five and people have been happy.
So. Yes. So we'll give you an office hour. If basically. You just take a screenshot, send us an email.
A few office minutes.
Minutes. Yeah. Yes.
And an hour.
And we'll jump on a call personally and talk to you and help you out in any way. And I think we also sent some people chocolates and a book.
Yeah, yeah. Like, your team's doing that. Yeah, so thank you.
We'll send you some random cool chocolates.
Maybe I need to get in on that.
So that's the one thing. But more importantly, the thing that I've learned about podcasting itself.
This is number two, right?
This is number two.
Okay.
Is that it's an insanely intimate medium. Probably the most intimate medium that I've ever worked with. Because when people listen to this, it's in their earbuds. It's in their head,
they're
basically.
Also like at the gym and stuff like that. I've
so there's two things. Yeah. So
what do you know? Because I don't know enough about this.
So there's one is that you hear somebody's voice as intimately as your inner voice.
How did you learn that? Like, what I'm wondering is, like, what led you to that conclusion?
Conclusion?
I'm not saying it's wrong. I actually totally agree, but I'm just curious your thoughts.